From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's Weekend Edition Saturday. We'll have the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom coming up in just a minute. The time is 7 o'clock.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on full circle.
Potentially a Starlink or other source of communication, but it's very, very limited.
The BBC's Sarah Namju. This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. State lawmakers returned to Topeka on Monday for the start of the 2026 legislative session. KPR's Jay Schaefer has more.
Monday marks the first day of what is supposed to be a 90-day session. The House and Senate will gavel in at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but the day will mostly be filled with ceremonial activities. On Tuesday, two big speeches are on tap. The State of the Judiciary by Chief Justice Eric Rosen, and then later that evening, Governor Laura Kelly will deliver her final State of the State address. 2026 is also an election year in Kansas. All House seats will be on the ballot, but just a handful of state Senate seats, and all statewide elected offices will also be on the ballot. I'm Jay Schaefer.
The USDA recently shared more details about how it will distribute $11 billion in economic aid through the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. Payment rates for farmers are based on the number of acres they planted last year and estimated losses for specific crops. Chad Hart is an economist at Iowa State University. He says many farmers are struggling.
They're facing a lot of bills right now, especially, buying a lot of the inputs that they'll utilize over the coming growing season. So this is going to help cover those costs, allow these farmers to, at least farm another year.
According to an analysis by the American Farm Bureau, corn, soybeans, and wheat are expected to account for over three-quarters of the program dollars.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Made In Cookware. Made In Cookware is crafted by chefs for chefs and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. This is NPR.
Clear skies, becoming sunny today with highs in the mid-40s. Winds from the west 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear and cold tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 30s. Under clear skies, it's 32 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, it's a conversation with actor Tom Hiddleston. He stars in the series The Night Manager. That's coming up at 7:41 here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Clear skies, becoming sunny today with highs in the mid-40s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 30s. It's 32 in Lawrence, 30 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
I'm Louise Schiavone with these headlines.
I mean, the real story of Ruth Ellis on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 4 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear about a very special dress and the part it played in the Little Rock Nine. Carlotta's special dress coming up at about 7:50 here on Kansas Public Radio. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is turning 30 this year, and we're throwing a party to celebrate. Join us on February 27th and 28th right here in Lawrence for a cocktail party, seminars, and not one, but two concerts featuring the bands Nutty and Exotica Cocktail. If you buy tickets this week to see Nutty at Liberty Hall, you'll get a 30% discount. Find out more about our 30th anniversary for the Retro Cocktail Hour at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today. We're expecting highs in the mid-40s. It's 32 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR, just about a minute and a half away. Join us later today for Classics by Request with Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock on KPR. Now featured on Friday mornings, you just can't miss the show where you, the listener, pick the playlist. Up this week, several violin requests, which surely makes your violinist host happy. We'll hear Frank's violin sonata and a little folksy trio by violinist Mark O'Connor, plus the favorites of Peer Gynt and Moldau. That's Saturday from 1 to 4 o'clock, Classics by Request with Destiny on Kansas Public Radio.
The NASDAQ climbed 1.9%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 2.3%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow closed at 49,504. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Republican leaders of the Kansas legislature have hired former Emporia State President Ken Hoesch to suggest spending cuts to the state's universities. They say the state needs to slash $200 million from the budget to adjust for recent tax cuts. Hoesch will earn up to $50,000 for 5 months of work. Democratic lawmakers called the hiring a waste of taxpayer money. Republican Representative Blake Carpenter says a former university president will have a better understanding of wasteful spending in higher education.
They know how they operate, and they can give specific details as to where and how we can be more efficient with these higher education systems.
Hoesch recently retired from Emporia State University after 3 years in charge. During that time, he fired 30 tenured or tenure-track professors to cut costs. 11 of them are suing Hoesch in federal court. The Kansas City Zoo is welcoming a new baby giraffe. The zoo introduced Aspen on social media yesterday, just 2 months after welcoming her half-brother, Benny. Aspen was born on December 29th, is 6 feet tall, and is in good health. But she and the rest of the giraffe herd will not be on display until their new habitat opens this summer. Maasai giraffes are considered an endangered species. The Kansas City Zoo partners with the organization Save Giraffes Now and the Association of Zoos and Aquariums to help preserve the world's giraffe population.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kauffman Foundation,
providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
Sunny skies in our forecast for today with highs in the mid-40s. Winds from the west 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 30s. Under sunny skies, it's 31 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, what happens when your city is overrun with wildlife? Find out how one city in Switzerland managed it being overtaken by beavers. Yep, beavers. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-40s. It's 31 in Atchison, 32 in Lawrence, 30 degrees in Topeka.
I'm Louise Schiavone with these headlines.
Are you eager for next month's Olympic Games? While you wait, how about a winter sports movie like the hockey classic Slapshot?
It certainly will make you definitely appreciate the game and also appreciate your teeth.
Film critic and sports writer Will Leach gives us his picks. That plus the latest news Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio from 7 to 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on KPR. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. You don't need to wait till tomorrow to get your sports fix. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear from sports writer Howard Bryant. He joins us to talk about the NFL playoffs and the college football national championship match. That's coming up in just about 4 minutes on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival featuring percussionist Jason Truding, Saturday, February 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Kansas Public Radio is throwing a big party next month, and you're invited. We're celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hours. Among other things, we're hosting not one, but two concerts, one by Exotica Cocktail, another by the band Nutty at Liberty Hall. And if you buy your tickets to see Nutty by noon tomorrow, you get a 30% discount. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today, highs near 44 degrees. It's 32 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. And from Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up, and then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz. Wait, don't tell me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. And then later today, it's Classics by Request with Destiny. We had several violin requests this week. It's the show where you pick the playlist. So we'll hear some folksy music by violinist Mark O'Connor, as well as Franck's Violin Sonata. Classics by Request with Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 9 o'clock. This is KPR.